Yeah, this is verse 6. I sent my prophets to cut you to pieces, to slaughter you with my words, with judgments as inescapable as light. And here's where I want to land, verse 7. And this is where our gut check is going to come in. I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings. And so just the gut check for you guys out there today is, when it's all said and done, what God wants from us is faithfulness. You know, we go through all seasons of life, and if you're familiar with the Bible, Israel was like the example of how not to be faithful to God. You know, they, one second when things were bad, they would run to God and say, oh God, we need you to save us, we need all this help. And then the next second, once things started to get good, when things started to go well, then they would just go the entire opposite direction. And so what God is speaking through Hosea in the scripture is, Israel was at another point in their history where they were going up to the mountain, they were doing sacrifices, and they were saying, you know, we're just going to sacrifice our calf, but then we're going to do whatever we want. We're going to worship this idol. We're going to follow this thing. And honestly, if we're honest with ourselves, we do the same thing with God. When our season of life is easy, it's easy to forget him, you know, and then we go and we enjoy our devices. Maybe we just enjoy hanging out with other people. You know, we enjoy maybe being blessed in our sports activities or our job, and everything's great until something bad happens. And so I think Hosea here is just reminding us how easily our love can just disappear for our Savior, for our God, the one who guides our life. You know, it's just like in verse 5, it talks about how it's like the morning dew. And if you're actually up in the morning, you can see that there's dew on the ground, or you could say the frost, and it's there, but then it disappears as the sunlight comes in. And a lot of times when the good times come in, we forget about the faithfulness of our God and the one who provides for us. And my gut check for everyone out there today is that God wants more than just for us to go through the motions. He wants more for you to just show up to church on a Sunday, you know, maybe pray before your meal, you know, good God, good food, let's eat. And he wants you to have a relationship with him, something that's more than just the ritual. And this is something he was saying to us 3,000 years ago, and he's still saying it to us today. And it's, I want more from our relationship than you just showing up to church or you just praying before meals. I want to have an intimate relationship with you. And that's for everybody. And that's amazing how big our God is, that he can have an intimate and genuine relationship with every single person. He wants our love and our affection. He wants our devotion more than just our actions. And so through this season, I want to encourage you, your faithfulness to God is more important than going through the Christian motions. Your faithfulness to God is more important than going through the rituals. Now, those things follow, you know, if you're dating somebody and you say, hey, I like you, but you never hang out with them or talk to them, you know, obviously, eventually that's going to end. You know, so what I'm not saying is, oh, you can love God, but do whatever you want. What I'm saying is that our love for God should lead our actions instead of our actions and our emotions leading our love for God. And so that's my gut check for you guys out there today. Every season of your life, whether it's good or bad, your faithfulness to God and your love for him is what he measures. And he sends things in our lives to test that measurement. And so I encourage you, if you're in a horrible season of your life, be faithful to God, because he's going to stay faithful to you. And he wants your love, and he wants you to know him. And he may seem far away, but stay faithful to him, and he will stay faithful to you.
Good gut check. Awesome. Can we have you pray for our listeners?
Yeah, I would love to. Thanks, April.
Yeah.
Lord, we just invite your presence over these airwaves. Lord, we invite your presence to be with every person who's hearing this prayer. Lord, we just ask that you would just touch them where they're at. And Lord, I know that things happen that are crazy, and life sometimes is terrible, but your faithfulness is always with us. And Lord, we know that as we look to you, you want to know us and you want to show us love no matter what season we find ourselves in. And so for the person out there driving, the person sitting at home, or they're at their job still, Lord, I pray that you would help them feel your tangible presence with them, a peace that passes understanding. And Lord, I pray that if they've been far from you, now is their moment to turn back to you. Now is their moment to find peace in you, to find hope in you, not only in a bad season of life, but in a good season. Because Lord, in all of our seasons, we trust you. And Lord, we ask all of these things in your name. Lord, we entrust our steps and our future and our path to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Once again, we're talking to Pastor Matthew Ford, who is a senior high pastor at Calvary Church.
At Calvary Church, we're the church located in Maumee. It's that old movie theater closed down about 15 years ago, and the church has been in there for about 10 years now. It's a cool location. It's a great place to be, but what I love about it and what our pastor always says is it's a small church with a lot of people. And so we believe that in every part of the church, and we want everyone to be needed, and we want everyone to be known. We want to know names. We want to know stories.
Great. And then if people wanted to find you guys specifically on social media, like Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
Yeah, so you can find us on social media, any major platform, at CSM, the letter CSM, calvary.org. You can find us at csmcalvary.org is our website. So, but you can find us at CSM Calvary at any of our social media platforms, and we'd love to connect with you there. First and foremost, we'd love to see you at the church and be able to greet you and meet you. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate you coming in.
Wonderful. Thanks, April. It's been a great opportunity.
Pastor Matthew Ford of Calvary Church.